From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The 113th Congress convened for the first time today, 2 days after the last Congress took dramatic votes to avoid the shock of higher taxes and spending cuts. As NPR's David Welnick explained, Senate leaders laid down new markers today for other looming budget battles.
The debt ceiling must be raised, the freeze on deep spending cuts expires, and government funding runs out all in the next 3 months. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says any deals will have to be balanced.
Any future budget agreements must balance the need for thoughtful spending reductions with revenue from the wealthiest among us and closing wasteful tax loopholes.
But Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says President Obama has to realize Republicans want spending cuts.
Now that he has the tax rates he wants, his calls for balance means he needs to join us in the effort to achieve meaningful spending reform.
McConnell says the debate over taxes is over. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The government says it has reached a $1.4 billion settlement with oil driller Transocean, the company that owns the drilling rig that sank in the Gulf of Mexico after an explosion that killed 11 rig workers in 2010. Individuals with some knowledge of the discussion say Transocean will pay the money to resolve a Justice Department probe into the company's role in the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Oil company BP, which had leased the rig from Transocean, has already agreed to pay $4.5 billion in penalties. The Federal Trade Commission has closed its long-running antitrust investigation of Google. As NPR's Steve Henn reports, the FTC's decision is widely seen as a victory for the search engine giant.
In its settlement with the FTC, Google has agreed to scale back its patent wars against rivals in the mobile phone industry. Google also promised to make it easier for small businesses to advertise on competing search engines and pledged to stop scraping content from other websites without permission for use in its own local search results. The FTC's John Leibowitz announced the agreement.
Many of Google's critics, including many of its competitors, wanted the commission to go further in this investigation and regulate the intricacies of Google's search engine algorithm.
That was the biggest threat to Google's business. However, by a unanimous vote, the commission decided it wasn't necessary. It found Google was not rigging its search results to stifle competition. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
A survey by payroll company ADP finds businesses boosting their hiring last month. Moody's Analytics economist Mark Zandi says it may be a bit early to celebrate, though.
We should be encouraged by it. Shows the resilience of the economy in the face of, some pretty significant uncertainty with regard to what's going on in Washington. But I don't think that it signals that we're off and running, at least not yet.
ADP says employers added more than 200,000 jobs last month. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 21 points today. You're listening to NPR. Federal Reserve policymakers at their final meeting of last year expressed broad support for a bond-buying initiative aimed at bolstering the U.S. economy, but also appear to be somewhat at odds over how long to continue the effort. That's based on newly released minutes from the Fed's meeting in December, which shows at least some FOMC members think the bond-buying effort should be slowed or even halted entirely before the end of the year. Fed approved open-ended purchases of $85 billion a month in Treasury securities and mortgage-backed bonds. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a change in the way members of the country's parliament are elected. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the plan is drawing criticism from people who say it's designed to benefit Putin's political party.
The Russian leader ordered the country to be returned to a system of mixed elections. Right now, voters in Russia vote for political parties, which then decide who will fill their allotted seats in parliament. The new system will require that half of the 450 seats in the lower house of parliament be filled by direct election of individual candidates, the way members of Congress are elected in the United States. Supporters of the plan say it opens up the political system to independent politicians, but critics say the plan can be manipulated to win bigger majorities for Putin's ruling United Russia Party, which has been losing support. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Major recall for late-model Subaru vehicles. The company says as many as 634,000 Subaru cars in the U.S. are being recalled because of a potential problem with lights that could lead to smoke or fire inside vehicles. Recall involves small accessory or puddle lights that brighten areas under the doors of some Forester, Legacy, and Outback model vehicles. Owners and dealers will be notified starting next month. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.